100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Spreading fast in just 3 days, a wildfire near Chico in Northern California that's burned 278 square miles, an area more than the size of Chicago, zero containment, more than 130 buildings burned. CAL FIRE Captain Cortland Duckworth.
We were assigned to structure protection on Division Tango in the community of Cohasset. We were triaging homes, doing what we could to prepare homes before the fire front hit.
The wreckage of a small firefighting airplane in Oregon has been found. The Paris Olympics officially underway. Celine Dion closed out the opening ceremony with a performance atop the Eiffel Tower. Hearing the charges against him for the first time in a U.S. courtroom, Ismael Mayo Zambada, alleged Mexican drug trafficker in El Paso, Texas. Former President Trump, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, meeting today at the Trump estate in Florida. Netanyahu saying he believed there's some movement on a hostage release deal. This is ABC News. Hours before the opening ceremonies of the Paris Olympics started, arsonists attacked France's high-speed rail network.
The Eurostar from London to Paris was affected. They believe that about 800,000 passengers have been impacted, people who were trying to get to the Olympics, trying to get to Paris in time for the opening ceremonies. Initially, these officials had said that, you know, these issues could run through Monday. We did hear from them a few hours ago, and they did say that things were slightly improving, so they've been working on it all day, and they do expect some significant improvements by tomorrow.
ABC's Inez de la Quintera in Paris. Former Kansas City Chiefs defensive lineman Isaiah Bugs has been convicted on two counts of misdemeanor animal cruelty. A Tuscaloosa County District Judge sentenced Bugs to a year of hard labor, ordering him to serve 60 days. The rest of the sentence would be suspended for 2 years, depending on Bugs' behavior, according to the judge. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A low in the upper 50s tonight with clear and mild conditions. Saturday mostly sunny and feeling more humid, breezier at times, and a high of 87. Saturday night a low of 65 with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms late. Sunday 86, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. And Monday 87 with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms.
I don't say what I mean, I don't mean what I say. It's almost like it ain't me that keeps pushing you away. How many nights have you laid here with me feeling like I left, waking up in a stranger's bed? Don't know how I got lost, I don't know how to get back. Don't know how you haven't hit the door with your bags all packed. Every morning I hear you pray for the old me instead of waking up in a stranger's bed. I'm gonna run straight back to us, baby. No more same old someone else. Back to the one you used to love like crazy. Maybe you'll save me from myself. When the sun comes around again, you won't be waking up in a stranger's bed. I know I say too little, yeah, I'm gone too much. I don't even remember the last time we touched. Every night it's like you're sleeping with someone you've never met and waking up in a stranger's bed. I remember the words that you haven't heard. keeps pushing you away.
Welcome to Home Talent Baseball. Tonight, the Cazenovia Reds are hosting the Sauk Prairie Twins. We have action coming your way in just a little bit following tonight's Home Talent Baseball pregame show. Michael Hernan will set the stage for the upcoming Sunday playoffs, and we'll talk to General Manager Nick Stittleberg of the Caz Reds coming up tonight. Take the wheel to a world of adventure at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg. UTVs and ATVs, snowmobiles and timber sleds, slingshots, hardworking Mahindra tractors, and so much more. You'll find it all at Jay's Power Center. Jay's mission is to provide a fantastic selection of top brands with the best buying experience and customer support. They service all makes and models with reasonable pickup and delivery services available. Visit jayspowercenter.com or better yet, experience it in person at Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg. Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company works harder to get you the top dollar for your property. The team will help you prepare your property to sell and then engage the right buyers. Wilkinson Auction and Realty has the experience and expertise to handle all aspects of the sale from listing to closing, including transferring titles and accepting wire transfers. Wilkinson Auction and Realty Company online at wilkinsonauctions.com. Call 739-4404.
Teams are wrapping up their night league schedule. That's what Cavs and Sauk Prairie are doing tonight. And then teams that have made the Sunday league playoffs get set to battle this weekend. Michael Hernan has more.
The Home Talent Baseball Sunday League playoffs are set. The section quarterfinals will take place this Sunday. Here are the matchups starting in the northern section. 8-seeded Wisconsin Dells will be at 1-seeded Sauk Prairie. 7 Mays Omani will be at 2 Ashton. 6-seeded Wanakee will travel to 3-seeded Middleton. And number 5 Reedsburg will go on the road to take on number 4 Cross Plains. In the western section, 8-seeded Blanchardville will be at 1-seeded Dodgeville. 7-seeded Schulzburg-Benton will be at 2-seeded Verona. 6-seeded Arena will be at 3-seeded Belleville. And number 5 Hollandale will travel to number 4 Pine Bluff Mount Horeb. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors at all stages of life. The new driver, the new parent, the home buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains of boats. From your first job to the retiring couple ready to enjoy their golden years, important milestones and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single-origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
Casanova General Manager Nick Stittleberg joined me earlier today. Well, Nick, the season is winding down a little bit. Does it seem like it should be this time of year?
Yeah, days are getting a little hotter, so we're not complaining too much. But our Sunday League season officially ended this last weekend for us. But I think we have four games left now in the Thursday Night League yet for us. So still plenty of ball to be played for us.
And one of those is against Sauk Twins, which Kaz has met a lot of times over the years. What do you know about them this year?
Same old, same old. They're all around a great ball team. They have good pitching. They play phenomenal defense, and they can hit the ball well from 1 through 9 in the lineup. You don't really have an easy out anywhere with them. So you have to have all your cylinders firing for the game and in order to keep her close and pull out a W against them.
The manager of the Casanova Reds joining us here on the Hometown of the Baseball pregame show, Nick Stittleberg.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-891 today.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Nick Stittleberg, general manager of the Casanova Reds, is our guest. Is it easier now that the Sunday League has been completed? You can kind of put all your eggs into one basket, so to speak, Nick?
Yep, a little bit. You don't got to worry about, like, if you have a Thursday or Friday night game, worrying about, hey, do we have enough pitching for our Sunday night game or Sunday League game as well? Or nowadays, where we got Tuesday, Thursday, Tuesday, Friday weeks, the last couple weeks here for Thursday night league goes. So you still kind of mix and match who's going to be there for which game. Not all the guys can make every game, of course. So it's kind of a plug and play as what you have available, basically.
I know you like to schedule a lot of your Thursday games and push them to Friday. Does that work out better for you?
Yep. Obviously, the fans like it a lot more, coming out on a Friday night, not having to go to work. But we have a lot of guys, too, that work factory jobs and stuff that have to be there at 5 or 6 in the morning. So if you're playing 7:30 at night on a Thursday and not a away game, you're not getting home till after 10, 11 o'clock at night. It makes it for a kind of a rough day for them on a Friday for them. So pushing them back to Fridays, it helps the players a lot as well as the fans.
We saw you Sunday, and one of your young guys, Isaac Jennings, had four hits, a couple of doubles. He's hitting the ball well for you.
Yeah, he's hit very especially in the later half of the year, he's probably been one of our most consistent hitters, along with Monty Jennings and Nathan Bauer. And then Hunter's been hitting the ball well, but he's just been having horrible luck placement-wise. He's been hitting it hard, but exactly right at somebody and not really getting it through the average for him, unfortunately.
With the night games, Nick, too, I know you're concentrating on seven innings. Does that make it easier to plan for pitching and everything?
Definitely a little, yep. But you don't have to worry about, oh, this guy's got to go four, this guy's got to go at least two. Normally with seven, yeah, you can figure your starter can hopefully go four or five, or if not, a little better if he's throwing well, and then usually can get through it with two guys if you're lucky and everything goes according to plan.
Sounds good. As you get ready for the game Friday night, we wish you the best of luck, and we'll see you Friday night in Kaz.
All right. Thanks a lot, Phil.
Nick Stittleberg of Cazenovia on tonight's Home Talent Baseball pregame show. And now stay tuned. We have action coming up for you in just a little bit. A look at the starting lineups and the first inning play-by-play right around the bend on WRCO Radio Sports.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
The House on the Rock Resort in rural Spring Green is hiring for hotel front desk positions. They have openings for second shift, 3 p.m. to 11 p.m., and third shift, 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. They're hiring for summer staff, as well as summer through fall and early winter staff. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team today.
This summer's hottest lineup is not at a music festival, it's at Dunkin', because Dunkin' is serving up some iconic ice-cold drinks that'll turn your summer fun up to 10,000 degrees. Headlining this lineup is the Dunkin' Iced Coffee. The refreshing trio of Dunkin' Refreshers flavors are also featured, including new Kiwi Watermelon, and the new Sparked Energy Drink is debuting in a fizzy spectacle of vitamins, minerals, and caffeine. Dunkin' has the cold bevy lineup that'll keep America running all summer long. Drop by or order one ahead on the Dunkin' app. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Attention DIY enthusiasts and professionals. Head over to Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel for amazing savings. Save up to 77% on Craftsman tools and up to 50% off Evercraft tools. Plus, buy two and save $5 on all Chemical Guys products. Don't miss out on these incredible deals. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel today.
Napa know-how.
It's summer baseball on WRCO. We're proud to bring you coverage of talented local athletes. Today's game is made possible by our generous sponsors, Chitwood Electric, Julie's Tax Service, Walsh's Ace, Richland Electric, Napa, Joan Chevrolet Buick, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Muscadet Mini Mart, Jay's Power Center, Arneson Service and Repair, Scott Industries, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Brouhaha Roasters, Meister Cheese, Town & Country TV & Appliance, Schmidt Woodland Hills, BL Signs, The People's Community Bank, House on the Rock Attraction Resort, Wilkinson Auction Company, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Turbos, Julie Karen State Farm, Pratt's, and Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome to Cazenovia tonight. We have Home Talent Baseball straight ahead today. Some great action between the visiting Sauk Twins and the hosting Cazenovia Reds. Fans continuing to file in here tonight. It's always an event when a game is happening in Cazenovia, and great concessions for you. So if you're in the area, stop out. Otherwise, sit back and relax, and we'll tell you about it here tonight. Perfect weather for a game in Cazenovia on a Friday night in late July. And the last time these two teams met, fairly competitive game. And they're hoping that it will be again this evening. Sauk Twins, who are making a bid for the Night League playoffs, and they'll be in the Sunday playoffs, as we mentioned in the Home Talent Baseball pregame show tonight. The Sauk Twins are number one seed in the Northern Section quarterfinals. So they've had a pretty good year. And also the night league action, maybe a little bit different lineup, but they're still able to field a very competitive team. The Cavs Reds, on the other hand, have had some good night league games. In fact, we've been here this year for a couple of walk-off Casanova wins. So I guess maybe we bring a little bit of a radio mojo with us or something. But anyway, we're looking forward to the game. A seven-inning affair tonight in Casanova. Our pregame continues in a moment. Time to recognize more of our hometown of baseball sponsors. And we'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO Radio Sports.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart. Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is a one-stop power sports center with a commitment to quality customer service. It starts when you step in the door, and it never ends as long as you're a customer. From a snowblower to clear a short in-town driveway, to a UTV to enjoy a ride with family and friends, to a new Polaris slingshot, Triumph motorcycle, or hard-working Mahindra tractor, and a whole lot more. Jay's Power Center is a one-stop shop. Visit jayspowercenter.com or stop in today at Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg.
Wherever you are in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rap, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
WRCO. We're making some last adjustments in our lineup card here, getting everything written down and ready to roll here for tonight's game between the Sauk Twins and the Casanova Reds. Good crowd on hand here tonight for this one, and even have some. It's kind of a star-studded event when you come to Casanova, but it looks like there's a meet-and-greet with Joanne Krulatz here tonight as well. She's shaking hands and signing her 8x10 glossy. So, yeah, a lot to see here in Cas and do, and we've got baseball for you, too. It's a matchup between Austin Pagel for the Sauk Twins, and Isaac Jennings gets the start here tonight for the Cas Reds. So a good pitching matchup here tonight, and Pagel, lefty. We'll be facing the Cavs Reds lineup here this evening. The managers meeting at home plate. Our umpiring crew out there as well. Henry Bray will be calling the balls and strikes tonight, and Talon Pickler will call the bases here for the home talent game here. Twins and the Reds. Majors would be an interleague game. Home talent baseball, it's a nightly game, and we'll have more about it coming up in a moment here on WRCO FM 100.9. and online at WRCO.com.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information. Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com. Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
From Casanova, it is time to stand and face the flag and present our national anthem here by the game time. Our national anthem from Casanova tonight prior to game time. The lights are on here at Cas Memorial Stadium, and we are ready to introduce you to the teams that will be taking it here tonight to the field. First of all, the batting order for the Sauk Prairie Twins visiting tonight. The right fielder is number 25, Chucky Shara. Ben Lenners, the left fielder, hits second. Sam Koenig, number 17, will be batting third. Also, Ty Brisky, an extra hitter, hits cleanup. Leo Joyce tonight playing in the first base position. Also, Joa Carlson is at second base, followed by Tyler Prine, the center fielder, Kyle Brining, the catcher, Grant Sorg at second base, and then hitting in the last spot in the order, the pitcher, Austin Hagel. For the Cavs Reds tonight on the other side, the right fielder, Colton Greenwood, leads it off, followed by Benji Clary tonight at second base. Monty Jennings, the left fielder, hits third. Isaac Jennings, the pitcher, hits cleanup. Aaron Hipsch at third base bats fifth. Micah Salisbury at shortstop hits sixth. The catcher, Garrett Granger, bats number seven. Nathan Sigg plays center field. The DH hits in his spot. That's Parker Jennings. Caleb Marchwick at first base will be followed by the extra hitter tonight for the Reds, Landon Olson. Those are the lineups as we get set for action tonight in Casanova, right around the bend on WRCO and WRCO.com.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
First pitch of the ball game, Isaac Jennings delivers, and it's going to be popped up, and Chucky Shara is out with a catch right around the first base line by the pitcher, Isaac Jennings. One up and one down in the Sauk lineup, and that'll bring up left-handed batting Ben Lenners, the left fielder. One up, one down, Lenners standing in, and Isaac Jennings back to the hill. Jennings had a great year with the Weston team and a great year with the Cavs Reds. Here's the pitch. Delivered inside corner. Strike one. Nothing in one. Isaac has good accuracy right around the plate as he deals. The right-handed pitcher ready. This one is going to be just a little bit high. The count goes to one ball and one strike. Game time right around 7:35 tonight. Bouncer is going to be right to third baseman. Caleb Marchwick steps on the bag for the out. Unassisted play, and there is a second out. The batter will be Sam Koenig, the third baseman. Two up, two down here. Koenig stepping up now, and Jennings ready to work. Ranger with the glove up. Here's the pitch, and that's called a strike. Nothing in one to the batter. Just a bit of a breeze here at game time today. This pitch hangs high, and it's a ball. Count is even at one ball and one strike. Jennings winds and fires. The 1-1 is outside. Count goes to two balls and one strike. Infield back a couple of steps with two away. The 2-1 offering is swung on and fouled on the ground. And it's strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Field looks good. Outfield freshly mowed. Did you mow that, Jeffrey, with your gambles? With your scissors, okay. Jeff even in the booth tonight. There's the pitch. Foul straight back. And we'll come back and do it again. I noticed the softball diamond looked pretty good, too, like the had been freshly mowed. Jennings back to work again. 2-2. And the pitch to Koenig is in the right field area, but drifting foul and out of play. Must be a big game. Troy Matz is here tonight to take pitches for a marquee matchup. Oh, here's the pitch. This one is going to be hit foul again and out of play. I don't know. Pat and Joanne are down there. I don't know. What's that? What's you want me to drive you home? What? No. Here's this one is ripped foul down the line. And they're going to pick it up in the foul ground area and bring it back in. Do they call that fair? Wow. Okay. Fair ball. Sam Koenig with a base hit to first base. He'll get back, and the batter will be Ty Briskey. One on with two away, and Briskey, the extra hitter. He's a left-handed batter. Sauk with at least three good lefties in the batting order today. So two outs. Good lead for Koenig over at first base. Jennings set to work. Runner going. It's a ball. Granger throws to second and not in time to get the sliding Sam Koenig. Stolen base. A runner at second base. That was called a ball on Ty Briskey. One ball and no strikes. Good size lead for Koenig at second. The pitch rocked on the ground. Foul outside of first for strike one. One ball and one strike. We were here on Sunday. The Cavs celebration was going on. And, lots of fun, lots of activity here. That wrapped up on Sunday. Pitch is called strike two on the inside corner. This weekend, it's Plain's turn. Plain, Wisconsin, having all kinds of festivities this weekend. 1-2 offering is swung on and missed, and a big strikeout for Jennings. That'll do it for the Sauk Twins. In the inning, no runs and a hit, no errors, and one left at second base. After a half inning of play, Sauk is nothing. The Cavs Reds will be coming up next with WRCO and WRCO.com.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
Schmidt Woodland Hills, the only continuum of care in Richland County, is on the forefront of high-quality care for senior citizens in our area. Our facility has been alarm-free, overhead pager-free, and restraint-free since 2014. We are five-star rated by Medicare.gov, the highest rating a long-term care facility can achieve. If you want the very best for your loved ones, shouldn't you consider Schmidt Woodland Hills? We welcome your inquiries. Please call 647-8931 for more information.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. As seasons in our lives change, so do our final wishes and plans of how we intend to financially support our final wishes. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are here to assist you in reviewing your current life insurance policies and to assist you in protecting your life insurance policies to fulfill your final wishes. If you do not currently have a written or financial plan in place, we will be glad to assist you in setting up a guaranteed financial plan to fulfill your final wishes, whatever they may be.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, post and panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering, and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
Welcome back to Cazenovia, bottom half of the first. Colton Greenwood, the right fielder, will lead it off for the Cavs Reds, followed by second baseman Benji Clary and left fielder Monty Jennings. Austin Pagel, left-handed pitcher on the hill for Sauk. Like he's a fairly good pitcher, hard thrower. And from the windup, here's the first pitch to the Reds, and it's called a strike. Nothing and one. Pagel and Brining, the battery tonight for the Sauk Twins. Back to the glove. Out from the line, here's the pitch. That one is high. One and one. Leo Joyce at first. Joah Carlson at second. Chucky Shara is at shortstop. And Sam Koenig at third base. Ben Leniers in left field. Tyler Prine in center. Grant Sorg in right. This one just missed Greenwood. And the count goes to two and one. Sauk has some names in this lineup that have been around club for a number of years. Here's the pitch. That one's high. The count goes to 3-1 now. Pagel has fallen behind to the batter. Greenwood in the leadoff role, trying to get on board for the Reds. 3-1 offering. Here's the pitch. Down low, and he walked in. So Greenwood would be the first base runner for the Reds. Getting on first base, and Benji Clary will step to the plate for the Reds. Wearing number 33, bright red uniforms with the white lettering. Sauk Twins in their blue with white lettering. Pagel ready with a runner leading slightly at first base. Joyce playing the bag. The pitch popped up behind second. Who's got it? Shortstop is back, and Shara has it. Actually wound up about medium depth center field by the time he caught that. And there is one away. Greenwood stays at first base. Here comes Monty Jennings for the Cavs Reds. No score, bottom half of inning number one here in Cazenovia. Just a slight breeze blowing. Maybe that's keeping the insects away. I bought my two-year-old bottle of Repel with me just in case. Pagel is set. Ball in glove. And here's the pitch to Monty. It's going to be down low, and it hit him, I believe. Yes. So Greenwood goes to second. Jennings at first, hit by pitch. And here is Isaac Jennings. Isaac will make his way in. A new baseball out for Pagel. So the Reds have something going here. Trying to get motivated in the opening inning with one away. Runners at one and two. And here's the pitch. That one is high and outside. Isaac had a great game on Sunday. Four hits, a couple of doubles. Runners advance a little bit from first and second. The 1-0 offering from Pagel. It's going to be fouled down the first base line and out of play. One ball, one strike to the batter. Jennings trying to bring him around here in the opening inning. Pagel to the bell. Checks the runner again, and the pitch fouled straight back. That is strike two. One ball and two strikes to Isaac Aaron Hipsch on deck here for the Reds. Greenwood leads at second. Monty Jennings from first. The 1-2 offering to Isaac. There it is. Changeup is going to be hit toward right field. Coming on is Sorg, and he's got it. The runners will retreat, and there are two away. Now Aaron Hipsch, number 50, making his way to the plate for the Cavs Reds. Lots of good concessions here tonight. Mr. and Mrs. Nick Stittleberg in the concession stand. It's date night in Cazenovia. Nick took her out to the ballpark tonight on date night. Here's the pitch. Swing and a piece of it. Nothing and one to Aaron Hipsch. Cavs with two on, but two away. Hipsch trying to do something heroic here. Nothing and one. And the pitch taken for a strike. Two strikes on the hitter. Micah Salisbury due next. The 0-2 offering from Pagel. The lefty checks second base and now brings it, and it's going to be bounced sharply towards short. Played there by Shara, goes to Carlson at second on the short route for the force, and that will do it. Aaron Hipsch into a fielder's choice, and the Reds retired here. No runs, no hits. There were no errors, and two left aboard. We go to the second. Scoreless in Cazenovia. This is Home Talent Baseball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbos in Hub City.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Julio Joyce, the leadoff hitter in the top of the second inning for Isaac Jennings and the Cavs Reds. And now two strikes on Joyce as he fouls one down the line. Joyce and then Joah Carlson and Tyler Prine due for Sauk here in the top of the second. Scoreless ball game in Cazenovia country tonight. What a beautiful drive here to Caz this evening. So Joyce back in, two strikes. Here comes the pitch from Jennings, and it's going to be popped up. Might be playable. Granger throws his stuff off, coming on the first baseman. That one dropped in there. Boy, both first and catcher probably should have had it. Ball drops in, and Joyce is still alive. And those are the kind of things a young team struggles with, especially if Joyce comes up and pops one here. Jennings from the windup. Here's the pitch, and he bounces one toward second. Going to be playable. Clary picks it up, throws him out. Boy, Leo might have broke his bat there, too. That didn't have a real good sound to it. Yep. Yeah, I think that, that's going to be one for the bat burning at the end of the year. One away for Joah Carlson. Would imagine there's things that you shouldn't inhale if you're going to have a bat burning. It's, I'm not sure what they put on it, but... creosote. They put creosote on it? Probably not. Pitch is down low for a ball. Joah Carlson, the second baseman, left-handed batter. Jennings has retired two in a row, dating back to last inning. Here's the pitch, and that one is upstairs. One ball and one strike. Jennings from the windup. Here's the pitch, and that one, it's 2-1, it looks like. The next pitch, just a bit outside. He shot the corner and missed, and the count goes to 3-1. Jennings with the next pitch. That one hangs high, and he walked in. Sauk has its second base runner tonight. First walk yielded by Isaac Jennings, and Tyler Prine, the center fielder, will be the batter. Runner at first base. Getting a bit of a lead, Caleb Marchwick playing the first base bag. Jennings to the plate. That is called a strike. Nothing in one. Home Talent Sunday playoffs on Sunday of this weekend, 1 o'clock games. Nothing in one. Jennings deals. That one fouled into the net for strike two. We'll be making our first ever home talent appearance in Belleville on Sunday. Arena taking on Belleville. I was looking at the schedule and I thought, well, that'll be the farthest drive. Hopefully Arena doesn't go to Belleville. Well, they drew Belleville. But we'll enjoy the trip. This one fouled way out of here by Tyler Prine. My phone says it's 64 miles. In fact, I thought it was probably further. I've been there. Richland Center has played Belleville in basketball before. I've been there for that. 0-2, here's the pitch, and it's going to be a check swing, and he got a piece of it, and it's caught by Garrett Granger for the strikeout. Foul tip, and there are two away. Kyle Brining will be the batter. He is going to stand in, and with a runner at first base, and two away. Jennings eyes the runner at first. Here's the pitch. Granger makes a nice set up there, and that's going to be strike one. Nothing in one. Grant Sorg on deck for the Sauk Twins. Jennings with a pitch, bounce toward right field, going to be bobbled there and into right field, and everybody is safe. Joah Carlson at second base. Kyle Brining is at first, and this is Grant Sorg. Sorg will choke up on the bat and stand in here. So two aboard, two away. Kind of the same scenario as Casanova in the bottom of the first inning. Reds looking for the out. Sock looking to get on the board. Jennings to the belt, and the pitch hangs high. One ball and no strikes. The pitcher, Austin Tagle, is due next. Jennings ready the deal. There's a swinging strike. One ball and one strike. Isaac working quickly here in the inning. 1-1 offering. Here's the pitch. Outside, 2-1. Yeah, Arena and Belleville should be a good matchup. They've played pretty well. Arena beat them a year ago, and Belleville won earlier this year 14-7. Here's the pitch fouled off the catcher and umpire. 2-2. Hit Henry Bray last. Hopefully the ball's all right. Check that out. Henry, this year, set a record in the game, one of the games he umpired at Arena. Got hit 11 times. And he's a little worse for wear that next day at work. 2-2. Here's the pitch. That one is outside. I believe they're all foul tips. Sometimes if you're umpiring a youth ball game, they might be just direct shots. A little wildness. Full count. Here's the pitch. Bounce toward second. NG Clary over. Makes the play. Throws in time. And that will do it for the Twins in the inning. No runs. No hits. There was an error. Two left aboard. We go to the bottom of two. Casanova nothing and Sauk nothing. This is Hometown of Baseball from WRCO Radio Sports.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Looking for a great retirement job? The House on the Rock Resort Golf Course in Spring Green has groundkeeping positions available. Good driving record required. Choose from five shifts a week or part-time work. Enjoy on-the-job training. Some positions are year-round, while most are seasonal. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com. Join the team today.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Micah Salisbury leads it off here in the bottom of the second for the Cavs Reds. Here's the pitch and a swinging strike, nothing and one. Micah will be followed by Garrett Granger and Parker Jennings. Micah, a recent graduate, getting ready for college and college ball in the fall. Here's one taken for strike two, nothing and two. He's also been working some baseball camps this summer. Nothing in two. Pagel with the pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Back to the screen. He was too busy. I couldn't get him for the Phil Nee baseball camp. But, he was in demand. Nothing in two. Pagel from the windup. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a foul back. Micah right on it. He has fouled two straight straight back to the screen. Scoreless ball game, bottom of two here in Cazenovia. Left-hander Pagel on the mound. And here's the 0-2 to Micah down low. Bounces and back to the screen. One ball and two strikes. At least four WRCO staff members tonight. It's our summer staff party going on. 1-2, here's the pitch upstairs. Just like the winner, though, Tim Thede is kind of like Cinderella. He has to stay back, can't come to the ball. Adam Hess is on his way.